In these days, before Shavuos, I'd like to share with you a thought about Talmud Torah and the Cheshivas of Torah. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vov, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, V'chol yoyim baskol yoytzeis mehar chorev v'yomeres oy lehem lebriyos me'albayne shel Torah. Every day a baskol comes out of Har Sinai and says, oy lehem lebriyos, woe to the people, me'albayne shel Torah, from the disgrace of Torah. Shekol mi she'eino oisik ba'Torah nikra nozuf. Whoever does not study Torah is called a nozuf. Nozuf means nechirem. He's chutz l'machane. Shenemar nezem zohov ba'af chazir. Isha yofo v'sor astoam. Nezem zohov ba'af chazir. A golden nose ring in the mouth, in the nose of a chazir, of a dover acher, that is what a person who doesn't learn Torah is compared to. Nezem zov ba'af is an intricoin of nozuf. Shokol mi she'ein yisik ba'Torah is nozuf, he has a nezem zov ba'af chazir. Now first of all, we need to explain, what is the relationship between someone who doesn't learn Torah to being a nezem zov ba'af chazir? What is the lack of learning Torah turn you into a nose ring, someone who has a chazir which has a nose ring in its nose, made of gold? The comparison is as follows. A person, a human being, is unique in all of creation by virtue of his brain, his seichel. The brain is the most complicated object in the universe. Every computer in the world, if they would work all together, could not do the functions of a brain. The brain doesn't operate like a computer, but it does thousands and thousands of times more activity than the computer. In addition to thinking, it also controls the body, it controls the emotions, it controls the subconscious parts of people. The vast range of the brain, besides its ability to think and to remember and to choose between different memories, is not something that any scientist has been able to fathom. So why do we have such a complicated brain, such a unique organ called the brain? Everything in the world is given to animals for the purpose of survival. A beaver has just as much intelligence that it needs to survive. A rat, a cow, every animal has just as much intelligence which is necessary for it to survive. A human being has a brain which is so beyond his need for survival. For survival, you could have the brain of a dolphin. That's supposed to be the largest brain, I think, in the world, in proportion to the weight, or an elephant, or a mouse. Why does it need such a complicated instrument like a brain, which is way, way beyond his need for survival? The answer is, he needs a brain to recognize that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and to find out how he should act in accordance with Rabbeinu Shel Olam's will. That means studying Torah is to find out the will of Hashem, which He commanded us, in order to carry out His will. These are the mitzvahs that He gave us. And Talmud Torah is the study of those mitzvahs. That's why it's so choshev, because we're studying the will of Hashem. So the brain that we have is given to us, this unique instrument, this marvelous, complex, unique organ is given to us so that we should come to recognize Hashem and to study His Torah. Instead, what do we use our brains for? We don't need it. We don't need such a huge brain, such a capacity for survival. What do we use it for? Well, to devise gadgets like cell phones, iPhones, keep ourselves busy, to increase our appetites, to keep ourselves always entertained, make sure that we don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep ourselves so busy that we don't have any time to do that goal for which we were given the brain in the first place. The goal was given us to recognize as a Borei Olam, to study His Torah, and instead we use our brain to dull our senses, to keep ourselves so occupied and so busy so that we should not be able to recognize as a Borei Olam. This terrible perversion of this organism is described in this Mishnah by the Moshel of Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir. A golden nose ring in the nose of a Chazir. What's a comparison? Let's say that someone has this a Chazir and he loves it dearly. It's its pet, and he became very attached to it. And because he loves it so dearly, he decided to put a golden nose ring on the nose of his beloved pet. What does the chazir do with that? It takes that golden nose ring and uses it to wallow more deep into the muck. Before it had the golden nose ring, it only could use its nostrils to wallow in the muck. So it went, let's say, 5 inches deep into the muck. Now, with the golden nose ring, he can go 6 inches deep into the muck. So he uses the nose ring for the direct opposite of the purpose for which it was given. It was given to demonstrate the honor, the love, which its master had for it. And instead, it used it to disgrace itself even more, to wallow more deeply into the muck than it was able to do before. So that's a Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir. If someone uses a beautiful gift to disgrace himself for the direct opposite purpose for which the golden nose ring was given to him, that disgrace is a disgrace of someone who uses his brain, uses his mind to develop instruments which are used for the direct opposite purpose for which the brain was given to a person. He uses it to increase his tivus, to increase his selfishness, to increase his wasting of time. The direct opposite for which it was given. It was given so that he should be able to recognize as a Borei Olam, which an animal's brain cannot recognize. He was given to him to understand what the world around him is like, to be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to study Torah, to know how to live in accordance with the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And instead, he uses it to wallow more deeply into the muck. It's a perfect example. Nezim Zov Ba'av Chazir. So kol mi shein oisik batur niko nozuf. Nozuf means disgraced. Chutz l'machane. Because he's disgraced, because he's using his kovod. He's using his mind, his brain, which is given for his kovod, for his greatness, to make him unique among all the creatures. He uses it instead for the direct opposite purpose. It's called a nozuf. Nozuf is a Rosh Tevis. Nezem zov ba'av chazir. Now the Mishnah goes on and tells us, Ve'omer, it says further, Valuchos Masi Elokim Hema Vamichtov Michtav Elokimu Chorus Alaluchos. The Mishnah goes on to bring a posik that says that the Luchos were Chorus. The Michtav Elokim was Chorus Alaluchos, was engraved on the Luchos. Atikra Chorus Elochevus. The Mishnah tells us the word chorus are there to hint at the word chirus and to tell us that you're only free if you're oisik in Torah. Are we only free if we're oisik in Torah? We have so many restrictions. We can't keep Shabbos. We can't marry whom we'd like if it's against the Torah. We can't eat what we'd like. Why are we free? The Torah says we're free to do that which our neshama bids us to do. Our neshama bids us to be kind. Our neshama bids us to listen to the Rotzon Hashem. Our neshama bids us even to keep chukim that we don't understand, because our neshama understands that the chukim are not good for us. Right? So we're free to carry out the commands of our neshama. Without the Torah, we're enslaved. To whom are we enslaved? To what are we enslaved? We're enslaved to our Yetzer Hara. Our Yetzer Hara tells us to live like animals, to live for COVID, to live for power, live for wealth, live for selfish reasons, to stay away from anything which the Neshama bids us to do. So we're enslaved by the body when we don't keep Torah. But when we keep the Torah, which is expressed by the Aseres HaDibros, which are on the Luchos were Chorus ala Luchos. The words of the Aseres HaDibros were Chorus, engraved ala Luchos, al Tikra Chorus ala Chorus. The engraver on the Luchos made us free. It made us free to live for that for which we were created to live. Right? So the first part of this Mishnah tells us that we're given a brain in order to recognize as a Bari Olam, and if we don't use it for that, then we're in the Zufim. The second part tells us, if we don't carry out the words of Torah, we're enslaved. Not only are we in the Zufim, not only are we disgraced, not only do we disgrace the unique organ of the brain which is given to us, but also we're enslaved, we're slaves. We're bound to activities that our body and our emotions drive us to do. But if we keep to learn Torah, we're free, because then we're able to carry out that which our neshama tells us to do. The neshama wants to express itself into the world, and we feel happy and satisfied when we can express the neshama into the world. It carries out our function in life. It is the reason for which we're created. And therefore, we're only b'nei chorin, we're only able to be free to do as we really would like to do, as the depths of our neshama would like to do, if we keep Torah. We learn Torah and keep Torah. Chorus ala luchos, the luchos had the words of Hashem, chorusim, on them, engraved in them. And that chorus, that engraver into the luchos, engraved them into our souls and made us free when we keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. And we learn Torah and keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. Ein lecha ben chorin ala mishayisik b'Torah. So we have to be, in our time before Shavuos, let's realize the important, the unbelievable and incomparable schus that we have as Bnei Yisrael, who received the Torah, who said Nasa v'Nishma, who received the Torah in Har Sinai, and let's do our best to learn the Torah so we shouldn't be called Nozuf Nezem Zohar Bav Chazir, and so that we can be free, Chorus, we can be free to do as Anashoma bids us, to carry out the Rosh Hashem in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench you all with a good Kabbalah Satorah, and may we go, may chayil el chayil, madrege to madrege, after the Kabbalah Satera, and constantly remain full of kovet, full of being Isaac and Torah, and full of freedom, full of being B'nai Chorin. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bench you all. Thank you.